welcome to a very special edition of the Nerdcast. We're in between season 3 and 4 here, and before we get started in what should be an epic season 4, we did reference all throughout season 3, the search for season 2, some lost coverage, some lost footage that we had. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to make sure we got some of, at least the best of it to you. So this episode is basically a gathering of some of that. Some of it may sound time sensitive, but out of date, and that's because it really is. We recorded a number of episodes, a number of them would be exact, between the fall and winter of 2013, right before we started recording season 3 at the beginning of 2014. A lot of good content in those episodes, a lot of funny stuff, Tyler picking on everybody, Aaron dropping in and knocking A-list celebrities. Of course, Adam chiming in perfectly as well. All that footage, we wanted to make sure it got to you. So when you're listening, keep in mind, of course, yeah, there's going to be some added sounds in the background, some testing of equipment. We even referenced that in a little bit of it, as well as plenty of distractions. But hopefully you'll get a kick out of some of this great footage that I found enjoyable, and I think some of the other crew did as well. So sit back as we wait for season 4 to start, and listen to a few of these segments from last November, December, and maybe even before that. So welcome to an episode of the Nerdcast. We're going to leave this vague in terms of what season, what episode, because, well, we really
Speaking
don't know
nerdy
anymore.
Sounds, is there a nerdier sound than Velcro? Like, is that... Does anyone else get just like a nice sense of pleasure out of that
nerdier sound?
Sound like
than Velcro.
Undoing Velcro.
A nerdier sound.
It's awesome.
There nerdy is a nerdier sound. Most
old school,
most video
mechanical
game,
yeah. IBM keyboard.
I have no idea what he's talking about with the Velcro.
That probably beats Velcro. I'm just looking forward to being able to wear shoes with Velcro on them again when I get old.
So well, that's where that's what's stopping you now.
So Tyler, Adam, Aaron, Iggy here with the Nerdcast, talking about Velcro and other nerdy sounds. Really experiencing the new equipment as we get ready for the Pro Nerd Tour 2014. So
woo!
We're testing a lot of sounds too, as you can tell from
hide your kids, hide your wives.
I thought that was
Project Nerds coming in.
I thought that was an owl noise you were doing there.
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
It was excitement.
So Tyler, how's it been?
Sorry, I'm in my head trying to top dial-up modem.
Okay. Adam, how are we doing today then? We'll let Tyler play with his dial-up modem.
I'm pretty solid. Pretty solid.
All right. Aaron?
Super fantastic.
Super fantastic. Textbook answer there. Mm. All right.
Teacher's pet.
Like you guys know what answer. He's like, you know what answer he's looking for.
All right. Well, the pug footsteps, the creaking chairs, the rubbing of the table, it's all part of our new experience for 4D podcasting,
mm-hmm.
or 5D. Should we call it 5D?
Now you can feel like you're
already taken.
You're just adding D's.
Yes.
Just for,
now you can feel like you're part of it.
Now you can feel like you're right
what
here with
what's
us.
What's the fourth D?
Time.
The pug.
Well, where were the first three D's?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
X, Y, and Z axes?
Yeah, it's sound.
The like pug the pug is large
one
enough
D at
that
best.
It breaks.
Two D's, it will go time and length. I don't know.
Right. The pug is large enough that it breaks any third dimension.
Yeah, that's true. Are we 5.1? Can we be HD with the sound?
I don't know what we're rocking here. We are.
Can we
do stereo at least?
We're doing stereo here.
All right.
Great, I believe.
Channel
left,
channel.
I believe. No, we're on the same channel.
Oh,
and Adam and Aaron are sharing
okay.
a channel.
I'm okay with
Tyler,
that
was really hurtful. So. Aaron is rocking the Plants vs. Zombies on the iPad over there. And then our...
Very good.
Aaron, actually...
Did you get that cap for...
For those of you who haven't listened to issues of the Nerdcast before, the reason we call Iggy the Master of the Segway is because he does make masterful segues, but every time he does, he follows it with...
Did you guys
that
see
was
it?
A really good
did you
segue.
Guys see
I said right there.
Transition.
Do you guys see what that segue was right there?
It's a little less gloatful than that. Just a little.
So it's more like this. Awesome segue, followed by...
And joining
God, that was really-
So we also discussed earlier Mad Max now being delayed till 2015, although it's done filming.
That doesn't instill me with a lot of confidence.
No, yeah, they're just done. That movie's never coming out.
It's kind of scary. I mean, you had...
That sounds like reshoots, or we got done with it and realized it's not any good.
We may just push this out for another year.
We got done making the movie and realized, wow, this isn't going to play well. Can we get more Channing Tatum in?
Go ahead. The biggest thing about that whole move, though, is they put it back to the May of 2015 and put it up against the Avengers, I guess, then?
Good call.
Yeah, that's going to work out well.
Good call.
So, obviously, they have abandoned
No one's going to go see that movie.
They've abandoned that project altogether.
Well, then they could just blame it on the Avengers. It's nothing we did wrong. The Avengers just abandoned it.
Maybe that's what it was.
We can still justify a sequel because the low numbers are obviously the cause of the Avengers and nothing else.
Right, so we're going to plan the sequel for 2017 against Avengers
3. Against Avengers. Well, it does have Tom Hardy, and if they just did a couple Bronson moments, maybe showed some Tom Hardy junk.
Tom
Hardy's in the Mad Max remakes. Max. He's replacing Mel Gibson.
Oh,
I'm okay with that.
Well, okay with that part. I don't know. Max is obviously mad.
Rakowski
and Mel Gibson is mad, so they kind of fit together in that role.
I mean, if you look at Mel Gibson's first five roles, including what was that one movie?
Lethal Weapon.
No, yeah, that one with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
yeah. See. That movie. Damn. Crazy person in that movie, though, too, right? Yeah. I mean, he is out there. So, I'm with you.
Back when he was still Australian.
He forgot about that. He stopped being Australian and Madonna became British.
Yeah.
People change in nationalities.
That's just people with one name and Mel Gibson, who, at this point, he should just have one name. Or... should have changed his name to a symbol and been formally known as Mel Gibson. That would have probably been appropriate.
I feel like Mel Gibson, nobody calls him Mel or Mr. Gibson.
So Mel Gibson is the one name.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Just put it all together.
First name, Mel Gibson.
In less exciting news, but definitely news today, beyond Project Nerd, Peter O'Toole passing away.
That was sad.
Yeah.
Terribly unexpected.
Only person in history to be nominated for 8 Academy Awards,
seven.
All for Best Actor.
Seven, because he's tied with Richard Burton.
And never win.
Yeah.
Although he did get a lifetime achievement in 03, maybe, something like that.
Yeah.
In one of these recent years.
What's that?
In one of these recent years.
It was 2003 that he got.
Yeah,
because he was nominated in 2006 for what movie was it? I can't remember. That was the last time he was nominated. It was 2006, but 3 years before that, he had gotten a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I know he was not. I thought the last time he was nominated was for My Favorite Year.
Nope, he got nominated after that, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know. Stuntman. It's sad that the two roles that I associate most with Peter O'Toole. I was talking to a friend about this today. Number one, obviously,
Lawrence.
T.E. Lawrence and Lawrence of Arabia, which is quite possibly one of the greatest movies of all time.
And introducing Peter O'Toole. That's what the credits said.
Yeah, I mean, it was his first big role. He was a huge guy on the stage. He did Hamlet at the Old Vic when he was younger, and it was super
huge.
He
still did theater much until
Oh, he did theater for all his entire life. But he was well-known on the stage in London, but then he did Lawrence of Arabia, which was, it's still one of, Steven Spielberg, I think, calls it his favorite movie of all time. So it's influenced so many people. And then the other movie, I don't know why, I think it's just the period of my life that it came out in. I will always remember him as the right-hand man who teaches John Goodman how to be king in King Ralph. Who then becomes King of England at the end of the movie.
Right.
I don't know why that is. He is an amazing actor who's done a lot of amazing movies, but in my head, when I think Peter O'Toole, I think T.E. Lawrence and the guy from King Ralph.
And two significantly different roles there, too, so shows his range.
I was actually thinking about Lawrence of Arabia recently, because I've been rereading a lot of Terry Pratchett recently, and he has one of his books in the Discworld that follows the City Watch takes place. There's a lot of references and parallels with it, and Lawrence of Arabia, it's very interesting. You guys should read more.
Yeah, I've fallen off.
Yeah. What's a book?
Mm-hmm. Now
we can't get you digital versions of Bob.
There we go. He was also in Stardust and Ratatouille.
Stardust. Well, he's in Stardust. He's only at the very beginning because he's the king.
Right.
He's the king.
Who throws the?
He's that giant douchebag.
Wow.
In that movie.
He's in the movie for two scenes, and he throws
It was powerful. He was that good.
Well, it's because he's Peter O'Toole, obviously.
Are you finding Oscar nominations there?
No, I'm just pulling up his movie list while...
What's the one that was in 06?
Aaron's coming over loud. Let me go back to 06. No, it's good that we can hear you loud and clear.
Fantastic.
One Night with the King?
No.
Venus?
It's good that we
Venus!
Can
That's it.
Was it Venus?
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't for his role in Lassie?
She was in Lassie.
I think it was.
2005's
yeah,
Lassie.
Venus.
Probably not.
I never saw it, but eh.
Yeah, I never saw Venus either, so yeah. I can't. But to be fair, when you're nominated that many times, how are you supposed to see every movie he's nominated for?
I noticed something in Desolation of Smog in the credits. They had an interesting credit for Benicio del Toro, or Guillermo del Toro, sorry. And it was...
It's like Benicio's in it?
Project Manager. Or something like that. I couldn't remember. I remember thinking of it like...
So him and I do the same thing?
He does it better than
yeah,
me.
Let me live this dream.
But I remember seeing it. It was the only name on the screen. It wasn't like part of the scrolling. It was like they popped it up after all the actors. And I remember thinking, because I know he did the writing and helped with the story and everything like that, but it seemed like...
Well, he was supposed to direct.
That he had so much more with him, right?
And having, I guess, the legal issues with the studio would be a nice way to put it.
Right. Still having issues.
Well, but to the point to where they weren't even talking to each other. They were like the parents who wouldn't want to talk to each other, so... Stepdad, Toro comes
in. Was Guillermo the go-between?
Yeah.
You go tell Peter, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this anymore, you guys.
That's why because Peter Jackson there was... sucks at life. Because
okay.
he thinks...
Whoa.
No,
it's a little whoa.
Let me finish.
Whoa. No, because this is...
Seriously,
there's
Tyler.
No way that this ends well.
No, he thinks this is his fatal flaw when it comes to movie making. He thinks that he is going to make the book come to life. He doesn't think about making a movie. He thinks about doing the book justice. And it's a totally different thing. He needs to understand that you cannot make
I don't think that's his flaw because he yanks stuff out all the time. He added a ton of stuff to these books.
Well,
so
Adam,
like,
let me
he was doing it.
Anyway, so as we're finding that out, this is a perfect segue.
Oh my god.
I had to do it. So speaking of leaving you anticipated for the next Hobbit movie, which just so happens to come out in 2014. Earlier, we were talking about most anticipated movies of 2014. Although we probably have a stack of 10 movies still for December that are anticipated, because it's a huge holiday release slate.
47 Ronin. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, see, that would be this year.
But that's just you.
I know. I probably won't see it till next year.
That's true, too. Excitement levels for what movies are we most excited for next year?
There's a lot. Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, yes.
Jupiter Ascending. I don't know how I feel about that.
I know. It's got Channing Tatum.
So,
but you didn't know how you felt about them putting Keanu Reeves in
that.
as Neo and Matrix.
Yeah, that was a
stupid
move.
I was
going to
say, that's like...
right, so...
I'm sorry, Channing Tatum...
I'm going to give them some leeway.
Well, not only that, I'm not as against Channing Tatum. I hate the fact that he got popular doing the movies he was doing and based a lot on his looks. But in some of the roles he's been in recently, he's not as frigid as everybody makes him out to be. Like, I don't think he's had the chance to really prove himself, to be honest. But as much as the movie sucked, 21 Jump Street, he wasn't terrible in it. Great cameo in This Is the End.
By far his best. That is by far his best.
That's it for our special edition episode of the Nerdcast. Just a few minutes of some great clips from our lost episodes. Of course, season 3 was continuously on the search for season 2. That's all we found, I guess. But if you are still waiting for more Nerdcast, we do have season 4 just around the corner. So I know September has been slow, but stick around as October 3rd is the premiere of season 4. As Adam, Bob, Tyler, Aaron, and myself will bring you some hopefully more great content from the Nerdcast. While you're waiting, also feel free to check out season 3 if you missed any of the episodes. Of course, some great episodes, many on location, including episodes from Chicago, Denver, Indianapolis, and Los Angeles, where if you get any other episode where we're not in Los Angeles, Aaron will remind you that we were there. So once again, season 4 starts October 3rd. Can't wait.